After 43 Russian sportsmen and women were banned for life from Olympic competition and disqualified from the 2014 Sochi Winter Games, as well as being suspended from the upcoming 2018 Games, Russia's Olympic hopes have had a lift. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld appeals by 28 of the athletes, citing a lack of evidence. The court's General Secretary, Matthew Reeb, hastened to add that the ruling wasn't an exoneration.
This does not mean that these 28 athletes are declared innocent, but in their case, due to insufficient evidence, the appeals are upheld, the sanctions annulled, and their individual results achieved in Sochi are reinstated.
An investigation into alleged doping at the 2014 Olympics in the Russian seaside city of Sochi uncovered practices including tampering with samples and even swapping them. Russia has denied any systemic doping, and the athletes maintain their innocence. Of the 39 appeals heard so far, 11 cases were confirmed, though the bans were reduced to just the upcoming Pyeongchang Games. Welcoming the latest reinstatement decision, Russian President Vladimir Putin admits there's still a way to go.
We are happy for the athletes who have been supported by the court, but not all of them have been exonerated. There is work we need to do, this is absolutely clear, to perfect our anti-doping program and policy. And this is something we will be doing persistently with the World Anti-Doping Agency, the IOC, and other international organizations.
The International Olympic Committee has condemned the court's findings, warning it may have implications for future doping cases. The lawyer for Grigory Rodchenkov, former chief of Moscow's anti-doping laboratory and key whistleblower in the investigation, says the decision is a win for what he calls the corrupt Russian doping system generally, and Putin specifically. The rulings might not allow the athletes to participate in the February event, however. With Russia's Olympic contingent suspended, 169 Russian competitors have been cleared to take part as neutrals. Mark Adams from the IOC says the latest decision doesn't change that.
The result of the CAS decision does not mean that athletes from the group of 28 will be invited to the Games. Not being sanctioned does not automatically confer the privilege of an invitation.
Nevertheless, Russia's sports minister Pavel Kolobkov says they'll try and change the Olympic Committee members' minds.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport confirmed our athletes are clean and earned the right to take part in the Olympics. So the Russian Olympic Committee will send a letter to the International Olympic Committee suggesting they allow our athletes to compete in the Olympic Games.
For Russian skeleton racer Elena Nikitina, the victory is one step closer to her dream of returning to Olympic competition.
We've waited for a decision for a long time, and we were hoping for justice, and it has prevailed. It's my life, what I do, and when you're accused like that, it's very unpleasant, and everything falls apart for you. We're going to hope that we still make it to these Olympic Games.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.